Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, you're not in Tupelo. It's easy. Just head over to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, order it. They'll deliver it right to your door. You can enjoy it every morning at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef,
it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. I did have some beef yesterday. I had a burger for lunch, so I did do some beef.
There you go.
There we go. And, you know, hey, burgers for lunch, burgers for dinner. We have a ton of great burger restaurants all across the state of Mississippi. I may be dining at one of my favorite burger restaurants later today on my trip to Hattiesburg. Headed out to Ed's Burger Joint.
I've been there.
It's so good.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. I try to make a point to eat there when I go to Hattiesburg. I may do dinner there after the remote tonight.
Ironically, I've eaten there.
Did you say unironically?
Yeah, because I was on –
Why would it be ironic?
Because I had no idea it was any good. We just
went. Oh, you just walked in.
We just stumbled upon it. We're like, oh, this looks good.
Yeah. Well, yeah
it looks like an old-timey place, kind of. Not like a diner, but like a
– It's just – it's got a little –
It's like red everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place was gas.
Was it bussin'?
Oh.
You set yourself up.
Do you know what gas means?
Same thing as bussin', right? It means it's awesome. It's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. I do.
All right.
I know.
I was about to give you a strike.
No. You don't get me today.
If you don't get a reference that I get, can I get one taken off?
We can make that happen. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you make a reference, that's going to be probably easy for you, though. You could probably get down to zero right now.
Well, what we talked about earlier, I don't.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
If you go.
When we start the rumblings, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white at College Corner, everything Mississippi State. The logos that you want, the state script, the interlocking, the M over S, got it all at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to somebody who knows you by name, not just by your account number, a bank that treats you with respect. That's Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We are on Rumblings Wednesday. The Rumblings, of course, are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. No mention of Lane Kiffin damage. So if you're in Oxford right now, Paul Davis can't help you with that. But their expert team will provide fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them today at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life in Starkville, the Golden Triangle, or in Tupelo. Call Paul Davis Restoration. So here's the thing. We were talking about this before. A lot of you guys, look, is it funny when Carlo doesn't get references? It is. But we got to make this more organic, guys. You just got to ask a question and see where it goes. We can't just have, hey, Carlo, have you heard of this? All right? I think that takes away from it. Like the Muppet question was, you know, Rob Hadaway just asked a question and Carlo had no clue what it was. That's funny.
I got
just saying, Carlo, do you recognize this this reference from 30 plus years before you were born? I mean, let me ask you a question. I was born in 1975. Am I going to get references from 1945? I am not. I'm just going to tell you that I am not. You know, I don't know what the kids were doing in 1945. I don't know what the 1945 version of gas or bussin' was, but I don't know what they are. So, and I'm doing good to know what they are today, you know, because it helps that I have young children.
Yeah.
But so we got to rethink. You know, some of you guys are just like, Carlo, tell me, do you know what this is? We got to rethink the way we're doing this. We'll answer these questions today, but going forward, we got to be a little smarter about the way we ask questions.
Like, why would I get something from?
Exactly.
I was born in 2002.
Yeah, you know, the fact that you don't get something from 1985, it's not on you, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking about 40 years now. So would I get something from the 30s? Is that, if you were born in 1975, ask yourself, would you get a reference from the 30s?
No.
Yo.
My dad was born in 75, or excuse me, 72, and my mom was born in 65. So
yeah.
It's like, I mean, would my dad get something
mom
from 1985?
Mom liked it, like, young. What's going on there?
It's 7 years. Not that bad.
I mean.
It's not that bad.
All right, here we go.
I don't think my dad would get something from 1985 because he was 10 years old.
No, your dad would get the reference from 85. He would.
I mean, maybe.
But he wouldn't get the reference from 32. You got to think of him in terms of like that. So let's just jump in, though.
All right.
Ben Wadsworth has our first question. Said, Ben, I don't recognize your name, so you may be a first-time Rumbler. Welcome to the show.
Welcome,
bro. Oh, he's a Liverpool fan. Maybe his last time, too. Top three favorite impersonations of mine. So I do have a good selection of impersonations. I think my Peter Griffin is probably my favorite. It's the one I use the most. That's a good one. I don't do Sean Connery. I do the guys from Saturday Night Live doing Sean Connery. Like, that's not really what Sean Connery sounds like, but I can do that voice.
An impression of an impression.
It's kind of like my Harry Carey is more Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey.
Okay.
So, but I use that one a lot. And then, goodness. Gus Johnson has gotten some run lately. He shows up later in the rumblings. That's one I like to use. My Cleveland's not bad. My Trump, it needs a lot of work. It's not where I want it.
You gotta kind of.
You gotta work with your hands.
Say something like really close to
Paulo Barone, young guy, very young, but it's not where I want it to be.
It's kinda good though.
It's not bad, but it's not locked in yet. And I've been working on it for like a year, and I cannot get over the hump there with it. So I don't know. We'll just go with those three. Carlo Barone, how long did your parents dress you and your brother in the same outfits? That is a thing twins do. How long?
Oh, it was probably a few years.
Okay.
I remember we both had these like flame hats.
Okay.
They were like, I don't know, from the same company, Lands End or something. And they had like fire on it. I wore those for years. We would have like the only way that they would distinguish us would be like by color.
Mm-hmm.
Like different outfit. It'd be like same outfit, but just like a different color shirt.
Did your parents ever call you your brother's name?
I mean, not that I remember. I don't think so, because we're twins, but we looked very different.
Are you fraternal twins?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's not as bad.
I'll show you a picture of him. We don't look anything alike.
Okay. Yeah, I see a picture.
But we definitely did a few years of the same.
I can buy that, but I didn't know that y'all were not identical.
Yeah,
but.
No, I'll show you.
All right. Cole Gernat asks, while you're looking that up, if this team loses in a super regional that they did not host, is this season a failure? Failure is a very strong word. Maybe disappointment would be better. Like, failure means they were awful. Like, Lemonis's 2 years after the national titles were failures. His next two seasons were disappointments. I would say that season would be a disappointment.
So in this scenario,
they go to a regional.
They host
the regional. They win, but then they travel to wherever and lose.
I mean, you got
to win on the road.
It's O'Connor's first season in the SEC after 15 in the ACC. Like, I understand you have a really good team and the expectations are higher. Like, they always are here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is the first time he's played these kind of opponents on a regular basis.
If they finish in the Super Regionals, I would not say disappointment.
No.
It would be disappointing to have not hosted. But overall, the season, you've won 40-plus games. You've made the round. You're back in the Super Regional for the first time since you won the national title. I think you're okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel the batting struggles are player mentality problems or a coaching issue? So the coaching issue makes me wonder, like, they were swinging the bat so well for so long, and then it kind of – I don't think that McMullen just in the middle of it is like, guys, we're doing great. Let's change everything. I don't think that happened.
I don't think it's either of those things.
What do you think it is?
I just think that teams have pitched them differently, and they just
– They've struggled to adjust?
They've struggled to
That's
adjust.
That's a coaching issue, then.
Okay, sure, then the coaching issue.
Okay. The other thing I would say is – If you, hold on, yeah, let me see.
Yeah, we don't look.
Oh, you don't look anything alike.
Yeah, no.
Okay, there's enough that I could tell y'all are related.
It's what everyone says. You tell we're brothers, but we're not.
Yeah,
yeah.
What I was gonna say is, The other side of this is, like, people are saying, oh, State's batting average is down from where it was a year ago. Everybody's batting average is down. Like, pitching is at an elite level in the SEC this year. And everybody's struggling to play a little bit. I don't understand, like, why Ace Reese. And O'Connor mentioned that. He's like, look, last year, Ace Reese was an unknown commodity to these SEC teams. This year, everybody's got the book on him. And so he's struggled a little bit. He's still been good enough. You know, he's still hitting well over 300. The power numbers are still there. But, yeah, he struggled. But I don't think it's a – I definitely don't think McMullen has just up and changed everything he taught them about hitting the first 2 months of the season when State was tearing the cover off the ball. Maybe it's a little bit of a mentality problem. Maybe there's a little pressure there. I don't know, but there we go. Kurt Kennard asks, our family just got a new dog, a Great Pyrenees, that we were calling Winston, or just Dub for the initial, okay? Why are some dogs great? Is it just for their size? Shouldn't they be Pyrenees the Giants in honor of Andre? Well, Andre was from near the Pyrenees, I believe. I like the idea. Instead of Great Danes, Dane the Giant.
Oh, okay. I was a little confused by the question, but yeah, Great Dane. I mean, that dog's huge, though.
Yeah, Great Dane.
That dog's a horse.
Yeah. So my wife, when we first started dating, she had a Mastiff. It was huge.
Yeah.
It was a big dog. But its name was Murray. And this is one you won't get, but I won't hold it against you. There was a show called Mad About You, and they had a dog on there named Murray who was like a little spaniel or something, right? So she tells me, you're going to meet my dog, Murray. And I'm just like, okay. And I'm thinking, you know, little guy.
Yeah.
And I walk in the door to her house, and here comes this horse. And I was like, oh! And he's a big boy.
That's the protector.
He was. He was very protective of her. It took me a couple months to...
For him to let you...
To, like, you know, let me, you know, live, basically. So I like the idea, Kirk. I'll put it that way. Steve Mormon, can you please rank your five gangster mob movies or shows, please? Also, does it amaze you that some people still have not watched The Sopranos? I mean, there's lots of shows I haven't watched. I haven't watched Lost. That's a big show that I haven't watched. What's a show, what's the last show you watched, like a TV show?
Front to Back?
Yeah. Is there one?
Tires.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a Shane Gillis comedy.
Oh, okay, I've heard of it. All right.
I watched both.
I know you said you were into Narcos, though, right?
Yes.
I didn't watch Narcos.
I've only watched the first two seasons front to back.
But you enjoyed it, right?
Yeah.
Well, everybody's got these shows that they don't like. My top five gangster movies: Godfather 1, Godfather 2. Yeah, I'm not doing these in order. This is just the best five: Godfather 1, Godfather 2, Goodfellas, The Sopranos is as a show would be on there. The fifth one's the interesting one, right? It's probably The Departed.
I've seen that. That's a good movie.
Yeah. It's not the same mafia. It's the Irish, but, yeah, you know.
That is a good movie.
So, yeah, that's probably it. Matthew Watkins has questions for us. What is the best and worst weird food you have eaten? In South Africa, I had warthog and some kind of worm. The warthog was like the A5 Wagyu of pork, and the worm was like dry tree bark from the oldest tree you've ever seen.
Before you answer this, yeah, would you eat warthog?
Maybe. It's just a pig.
So you would?
Yeah, I think I'd eat it. I wouldn't eat the worm.
I love the South.
So
you guys are funny.
The best, I mean, I've had rabbit. Rabbit's delicious.
We know.
Yeah. Alligator.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's just chicken.
It tastes like chicken. Frog legs, same thing. Very good. I've had squirrel.
Home.
Not great. That's probably the worst one. That squirrel.
Quail.
Quail is delicious. So last week, Restaurant Tyler sent out an email that has, they sent out a week every Friday. Like, these are our weekend specials. And there was a quail special. I was like, Carly, you need to go. It sounded delicious.
You said it looks so, or it sounds so good. I said, no, it doesn't.
I will read. I will read. Hold on.
You can't convince me that's good.
I can, though. Oh, maybe I can't, but regardless. Let me see here, Carlo. They did a seared quail basted in Mississippi Red hot honey, served over sweet corn jalapeno Banks rice grits with a fennel agrodolce and sweet potato cornbread tossed in gorgonzola butter. Buddy, I'm eating that.
The cornbread, too?
I like Restaurant Tyler's cornbread. It's good.
It's not like eating sand?
No, it's not. It actually has some moisture to it. It's because they use sweet potatoes.
Ooh.
Sorry. So, yeah, there you go. So what for you though? What's the weirdest food? You're in the north. What do y'all eat up there?
We eat cow, chicken,
Oh, come on now.
cow, chicken, and pig. That's it.
Have you had scrapple?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
Grapple?
Yeah, that's a northern thing. I thought maybe you
What
had.
is that?
They take like all the off parts of the pig and grind it up and make it into a patty and fry it for
Oh, no.
breakfast.
Oh, no. No,
It's
no,
real
no.
big up north. Never heard of it though.
Well, I'm in the Midwest, dude.
I want to point out yet again that anything above Kentucky is the north. By the way, somebody had a great question about this. This is an extra rumblings question. Why is it called the Midwest when you're east of the Mississippi?
I don't make the rules.
Like
I'm just telling you where I'm
Nebraska,
from.
Kansas, Wyoming, that's the Midwest.
Yeah,
You're in the
so
Mideast.
is still with that.
I'm just saying, you're in the East.
I'm in the
Indiana
Mideast.
is closer to the Atlantic than it is the
No,
Pacific.
look, no, geographically it makes no sense. I
Okay.
will agree with you there, but it's just the Midwest. It is what it is.
I don't know if I agree with that.
What do you mean? It's just there's no arguing it. It is the Midwest.
Literally am arguing it
No,
because you're not. What are you west
you're
of?
making
You're west of Pennsylvania.
the Mideast a thing. So if for so what would you say? There's the East Coast, the West Coast, the South, and the
The
Midwest
North.
and the North.
The North. Everything above
No.
Kentucky is the North.
Nope.
So, Brian, after the New Day left the WWE last week, people online were discussing Kofi Kingston as one of the best black WWE superstars of all time. Do you agree with the sentiment that he's up there for only the WWE? That's a good question. So I don't consider The Rock as a black or African American or whatever you want to say superstar. He's Samoan. I know he is. His dad was a black man, but I just don't. I just for whatever reason I don't. So who would be that? Ron Simmons would be on the list. Hacksaw Butch Reed would be on the list. Big Cat Ernie Ladd would be on the list. I don't think Iceman King Parsons or Brickhouse Brown would make it. Devon Dudley should be on the list. But Kofi is definitely, I mean, Kofi won a world title. He's definitely on the list. I don't know how high up he is, but he's up there for sure. I think you're being a little I think you're right. I don't think you're right. I think he would be on the list, period. So that's just my thoughts. Let's see here. All right, now we're getting into the Ole Miss LSU stuff here in my mentions, but that's fine.
Oh, I don't have this one.
That's I see you aren't going to have it. So when I tweeted the Godzilla thing, I was like, let them fight.
Oh.
Brick Thomas, what are the three best Kiffin moments ever? When he was going to take the Auburn job and everybody in the world knew it, and he changed his mind and decided to troll John Sokoloff, that's definitely one. What a loser! When he took the LSU job, that's going to be on my list of the best Kiffin moments ever. And when he was like, "Go get your popcorn ready," and then lost by three touchdowns to Alabama. I'll go with those three. Those are my three favorite.
You know what my three favorite?
Go ahead. Yours are probably actual wins.
Chill.
Yeah.
And see, now I was thinking all the bad and funny stuff, but top three best Kiffin moments ever.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Hold on. I'm sorry. I missed a big one. The confrontation with Ben Garrett has to be on the
I
list.
was gonna put that in there. Conversation with Ben Garrett. I mean, that was. I will include that. And I was at the Ole Miss presser that day. That Ole Miss presser was. Number one, the room was really hot, but also it
Like
was,
not hot, like heat hot.
yeah. And then
Okay.
it got really intense when
Yeah.
Garrett fired back at him in the
Yeah.
press conference, and one of the SAD was like, "We're gonna just move on." Yeah, that whole day, that whole Egg Bowl from post game for the next hour and a half. That's definitely on the best Kiffin moments ever. There was another one I was gonna say, but I forgot it now, Brian. I mean, I wasn't a college football fan for this. Leaving Tennessee after 1 year,
Oh, we're going all the way back.
like, come on,
Okay. Okay.
and that press conference after. Have you seen the videos of that? They're insane.
They're fantastic,
They
yeah.
are crazy.
He's on, I mean, Orgeron's on the phone with their recruits telling them to flip to USC. It's fantastic.
And then I think getting left on the tarmac,
Oh,
apparently,
that's another great
that's
one.
the
I
other
tried to
great
stay at the
one.
Ole Miss level, but
Okay.
those are good. Guaranteed Omaha or guaranteed 9-4 football team. This may hurt some people's feelings. It
Don't
is
you dare.
100% the football team.
Wow. I can't believe. Really?
Oh, yeah. 9-4, and I believe in Lebby going forward.
Okay, that 9-4 means you probably lose your bowl game unless you go 8-4.
I was thinking more it's 8-4 and win the bowl game.
Okay.
And at that point with Kamario Taylor coming back, I'm like, all right, this team's gonna be a playoff team next year.
I'm going to Omaha.
Nah, you can't. Football is so. State has got to get back to being good in football. They've got to do it. So, like, if you're telling me like losing the Super Regional, but football goes 9-4, or Omaha, but football goes 4-8, that's not even close, man. They've got to be good in football again. They cannot afford to fire Lebby and deal with another coaching search. They need some continuity. They need Lebby to succeed. They need Kamario Taylor to have a great year and elevate. That's what they need. Carlo, could you even eat 30 wings?
I think I would get close. I think I could do it, though.
Okay. I ate 30 on Sunday.
That's my limit. For everyone out there that really thinks you can eat 40 wings, I need you to check yourself. Because
I don't need to be checked.
Well, I know you can, but I got dudes that are like 160 soaking wet, and they're like, yeah, dude, 40 wings is easy. I'm like, no, it's not. I can eat a lot.
We need to get with Two Brothers and create a wing-eating competition.
I told you, if
but it's amateurs only. We're not going to let what's his name, the guy, Joey Chestnut.
Oh.
He can't come. Kobayashi can't come. Us. Yeah, we're not dealing. I'm not going to deal with anybody who's like dunks their wings in water and like is like slurping them out. I'm not dealing with that.
Do that.
Amateurs only.
I met him. He's a very nice guy.
Did you meet him at the Ole Miss Spring Day?
Joey Chestnut?
Yeah.
No, I was randomly at a bar at IU when I was in college.
He was there?
Yeah, he was just there.
Was he eating or was he just having a good time?
Literally just standing on the DJ stand having a great time.
Oh, that's awesome. Ryan Reynolds,
the actor.
On the first morning of vacation, when you get to the breakfast area, what are you getting? All right. That's a great question. I am a sweet breakfast guy. All right. I got to have some French toast if it's available, is my number one. All right. What?
You choose that over waffles and pancakes?
Yes, French toast, number one.
Okay, that says a lot about you.
I go French toast, waffles, then pancakes.
Okay.
All right. Now, do we have toppings available? We have some fruit. Do we have some whipped cream, powdered sugar, something I can throw on top of that? So I want that. If they've got a stuffed French toast, I'm ordering it almost 99% of the time.
Stuffed French toast? Yeah. Like Nutella or something?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think
cream cheese, cheesecake.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, powdered cream cheese, powdered sugar cream cheese.
No,
what?
No.
I have it every year for my.
I've never had stuffed French toast, but it sounds good.
It's awesome.
Or the cream cheese. Ew.
Well, no, it's not like a block of cream cheese. It's like cream cheese mixed with powdered sugar. Okay. It's a little light. It's good.
A little bit better.
All right, so I want that. I want bacon and sausage. I want two meats. Do we have some hash browns? And I want Waffle House style hash browns. I want the little thin potatoes, little cheese on top. That would be great. Do we have some biscuits? I'll have a couple of those. If there's gravy available, certainly good. I made great biscuits and gravy this weekend. Didn't know I knew how to make sausage gravy. I know how to make sausage gravy now, so that worked out. And then, I got to have my flavored water here. Other than that, that's a pretty good start to the day. Are you an eggs? I don't like eggs.
No, eggs suck. They are the.
It's all right.
The texture is bad. The smell is bad.
I don't like eggs.
I wish I liked them because they are extremely healthy, but I just can't.
There is one way I like eggs. If you take eggs and put them in a bowl and you mix them with flour and like some butter and, you mix them all together and then you just sort of put some sugar in there and you mix that in and then you pour it in a pan and you let it bake and you cover it with icing, I'll eat eggs that way.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's how I like my eggs.
Excuse me, you're going with that for a minute.
Yeah, I like eggs like that. Those are good.
What I would get the first morning vacation, ooh. If they have
you're just getting a bloody.
No, I'm not a Bloody Mary guy.
Neither am I.
If they have like one of those waffle makers doing the waffles, I'm okay.
Uh-huh.
Give me pancakes. Could have chocolate chips on them. That'd be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
That.
What about peanut butter? Peanut butter chip.
No, I'm not a peanut butter guy.
Really? Okay. That's
disgusting.
Peanut butter is not.
Okay, I'll take that back a little bit. I like Reese's peanut butter cups, which is.
You like what?
Reese's, like the peanut butter cups. What do you say?
You did so good the other day when you said Reese's Pieces. It's Reese's.
Did I say it differently?
Yes, you said Reese's. What is it about sitting in that chair that makes people say Reese's?
I don't know. I said it right the other day.
You did, yeah. Reese's.
Okay, chocolate chip pancakes. Mm-hmm. Hash browns, the shredded kind.
Yeah.
Burn them a little bit.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Crispy.
Yep. Sausage. Links, not patty. No. Patties, excuse me. Patties, not links.
Uh-huh. Father's Day, I do three meats. I get bacon, I get smoked sausage, and patty sausage.
Honestly, after that, I'm probably good. Just give me the water, and all right, I'll be on my way.
No fresh fruit or anything?
Oh, yeah, actually, no. Give me all that. I get a plate of fruit.
Too. There you go. Okay, there you go. That's a good deal. That's a good situation there. All right, Miles Smith has a really long question here.
Oh, wow.
Here we go. This will sound like a soccer question, but it's not, so bear with me. I follow professional soccer in Scotland closely. With a month left in the season, the league splits into two based on the standings, into a top six and bottom six. These halves act as their own mini-leagues. Teams only play other teams within their half of the split for the final month of the season. If the teams from the top half at the split, they can't fall out, and vice versa for the bottom half moving up. With the SEC so large, how would you feel about something like this to ensure a more equitable conference schedule in baseball or basketball, conceding it's probably not feasible for football? Well, I mean, we used to have that. We used to have the East and the West, and you played the East teams. If you were in the West, State played the West teams twice, and you played the East teams once. So it would make a lot of sense. You know, right now, you have what? You play everybody, and then there's three teams you play twice. You know, State gets Ole Miss. They keep getting Alabama. I really wish they'd get away from that. And then they get somebody else randomly.
That's one of their three permanent rivals, though, right? Well, every 4 years, but it's
State in football.
Yeah,
yeah, it's Alabama, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
and that's it. Yeah. So yeah, I get. If you're asking me, should the SEC move back to divisions? Yeah, they absolutely should. Yes, because that way
the West, though, you'd have Oklahoma, you'd have Texas.
Well, you say that Missouri was in the East.
Hmm.
I don't know how I think what they would do, this is the best way to do it, is to move Alabama and Auburn to the East.
You just don't want to play them.
Well, it doesn't make any, it just makes more sense, right? If you're going to put Texas, Oklahoma, I would move Missouri to the West. So you have Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, LSU, Arkansas, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss. And then the other two schools, Alabama and Auburn. I guess you're over on by one, so you may have to move somebody else. You may have to.
State might go to the East. No, they wouldn't separate them in Ole Miss.
They wouldn't separate them in Ole Miss.
See, I think that's the predicament that they ran into.
I don't know. Maybe just keep Missouri in the East then.
The Big Ten West,
mm-hmm,
for so many years was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever they'd play the title game, it'd be whoever won the East. Because East would have.
Wisconsin broke through a couple times.
I mean, yeah, but when was the last time they were good? I'm surprised Luke Fickell still has his job.
I agree with
that. But the Big Ten East was like Ohio State, Michigan, Indiana, Michigan State, Penn State, Rutgers. I mean, every team. IU had a top five hardest schedule every year. And that's part of the reason why they were so bad is because they were in that. And then you go to the West, it's like Illinois, Purdue, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever would win the East, it would always be Ohio State and Michigan when I was growing up, or maybe Penn State a couple times.
Yeah.
But whoever would win the East would just – the Big Ten title game for years was not even close.
Yeah.
If they move back to divisions and the SEC, I mean, it would be more competitive because I think the SEC top to bottom is probably a deeper league, but the Big Ten would be a mess.
Yeah, especially now.
Yeah.
All right, Andy Atkinson, AA, the enforcer. I have seen video clips of a dad and daughter podcast where he will make 80s references to see what she knows. After having my soul vaporized by Carlo's answer to the Muppets – I'm going to treat him. My questions to him as such. Deal? He's going to treat you like a kid.
I mean, how old's his daughter?
Well, no, he's saying the podcast is what he's talking about. There's a podcast he watches that has a dad.
Oh.
So
yeah, sure. Right. I guess.
So he's not tagging you. He wants a. Have you seen this question from Andy?
Did he tag me?
No.
Then no, I haven't seen it.
I'm not tagging Carlos, so he won't get these, and we get an honest reaction. I will forgive you for not knowing who Weird Al is what he says. But here's some well-known songs. He wants you to name the original. All right, so here's the title of the Weird Al Yankovic song. You're going to tell me what you think the original is.
Oh, okay, I got you.
What song did he parody?
Yeah.
Party in the CIA.
Wouldn't that be Party in the USA?
Yes, that's correct. White and Nerdy.
White and Nerdy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's I can sing the song. I just can't think of the title. What is it?
Riding Dirty.
That's what it is. Yeah. I know I'm thinking it. I'm literally in my head like Riding Dirty. But
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, that's what it is. Last one.
I didn't realize that was
Amish Paradise.
Oh, Gangster's Paradise.
That's right. You did good. You did good. All right. Also from Andy, here is a very so this is what I'm talking about here. Like, this show went off the air long before you were born. Now, it still survives in reruns, and old people still watch it. Hell, I still watch it every now and then. It's a funny show. Here we go. Popular TV show theme song. What is the first line? All right. The second line is, travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. Do you have any idea what the first line of the song is?
No.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't think.
Not a clue.
It's Thank You for Being a Friend. It's the Golden Girls. Yeah, see? That's what I'm talking about. This, we're asking, how old are you again? 23?
Yeah.
We're asking a 23-year-old
week of being 23.
To know a show that, at its time, was about four old women. And that was in the 90s. Like, all those women are dead now. this is some dumb Ole Miss fan. We'll move on from him. Broken. Oh, you know what? Let's go ahead and do the break here. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food, a place that I love, a place that Carlo loves, a place that you will love. If you haven't been, I don't know what to tell you. If you haven't been to Two Brothers, I'm just going to call you out. You're not really a bulldog. I'm just gonna say now, you know, I guess if you're a vegetarian,
I've spent so much money there.
Yeah, I mean, so you and me, like that. It's like that episode of The Sopranos where it was like two. I put a new wing on the Two Brothers. You know, like they were able to build the move to that new location because of me. I put a lot of money into that. So
it just I don't know what happens. I every weekend I just look at my statements.
It's like Two Brothers.
Why
oh,
is Two Brothers robbing me? Here?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
happened?
So, and that's not even counting the money they're getting from the concession stand. So,
oh, I didn't even think about that.
Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. If you want to grab some lunch here in Starkville today, the place to go is Two Brothers. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need any kind of service, same people, same number, people who know you, you have a relationship with them. You're not on hold for 45 minutes. You're not waiting around for a technician to show up. They're in Mississippi just like you. They can fix your problems a lot of times the same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out why Advantage Business Systems, I'm losing it here.
Oh, here we go.
Find out how Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. There was one time on the show where I forgot. I created that tagline. That's not theirs. And I forgot it one day. I could not think of what the tagline was.
Do you have like a script?
I don't.
I know you don't read it, but.
But like, I just, it's like, what? It was. Have you ever seen that? You watch The Office?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when they were trying to like, he was trying to like remember what the slogan was and like, give me a break, give me a break, give me break me off a piece of that. And he could not remember that it was Kit Kat Bar.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was like. I was like,
What's
the end of the commercial? So
I think in about a month, I could probably do all the ad reads.
Well, we'll see how that goes. I may let you go one day.
Well,
yeah, it's like a dad, like with a kid with the training wheels. Like, I'm finally going to let go of the bike. Here you go.
The beginning, I definitely could.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right. Maroon & Co., that's the place to go for Mississippi State gear here in Starkville in the Golden Triangle. The biggest, the best selection, the most unique selection. Everything you want maroon and white. Not just clothes either. Stuff for the car, the house, the tailgate. Everything at Maroon & Co. Turtle box speakers.
Box turtles.
Exactly.
Live.
No, they don't have those. You can go down to PetSmart for something like that. But they do have the turtle box speakers. They have Yeti coolers, tumblers, all that stuff that you need. Great Father's Day gifts if you're in the market right now. Maroon & Co., maroonandco.com. Use our promo code Thunder15 to save 15% off at Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. Guys, it doesn't matter if you're trying to work around your yard, if you've got a small yard, a big yard, if you're just trying to do some off-roading, John Deere has got something for you, and you need to see our friends at Scruggs to get it. They've got great deals available, 0% financing on some of their compact tractors, talking up to 84 months of 0% financing. You can't beat those deals. Don't let these deals get past you, all right? They're going to be going all in all summer long. Don't be the one who wakes up at the, you know, in the middle of August. You're like, I should have gone and done that. Don't be that guy. Head to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden today in Saltillo. Landowners in the state of Mississippi, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. If you are trying to buy or sell land, they've got you taken care of. But if you're trying to just manage your own land, you manage your timber, make sure that things are done sustainably, but also make sure that you're making the money you're supposed to make Go to Bland and Timber can certainly help you there as well. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a phone call today. 601-442-9888. Or you can visit them online at g-hope.com. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. All right, back into it here from Brogan Fairchild. Brian, you talk about getting old, but do you feel older now or a few years ago before you started your weight loss journey? This may surprise you, but I feel older now because it's so much work.
Really?
Yeah, like when I was just eating whatever the hell I wanted and I didn't have to exercise, I never really thought about it. But now, like, you know, I think about it and I, you know, I got to get up and I go for a walk and, like, you know, I'm like conscious of the stuff I'm eating. It weighs on you. So I feel older now. Like 4 years ago when I was just like, I'm going to eat 7,000 calories today and not give a crap. I just didn't feel that old. Mm. I don't know what it is.
I thought you.
I feel better.
There
I feel,
we go.
I feel better, yeah. But I definitely feel older.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So.
Also, a movie from 1999 asked a very important question. What would you do with $1 million? Adjusting for inflation, that's about $2 million today. So, Carlo, what would you do with $2 million? Brian may have to help you with the reference. Do you recognize the movie?
Every time you pick up that pen.
Man. I'm not gonna ding you for this one.
Movie from 99. That's
yeah.
It's a
movie that still holds up today, though.
Give me a hint.
Well, the answer that the guy gave, I can't say on the radio.
Okay. Then how am I supposed to say it?
Oh, now you were just going to be answering what you would do with $2 million.
Oh, what would I would do with $2 million?
Yeah.
I'd put a lot of it away.
Yeah.
I would probably
very financially responsible.
I'd probably take 30 or 40,000 of it and throw it right in the bank I got now. And the rest of it, I'm giving
it to
my financial advisor, and I don't want to see it until I'm 40 years old.
Okay.
I like this job and I love covering sports. I don't think, I mean,
$2 million is not enough to
retire.
Live. Yeah, not to retire on.
So. Yeah, I'd put it away and forget about it.
You can only fill up your car like 5 times on $2 million. Right?
Well, exactly.
So the movie is Office Space.
Oh my gosh. Oh my.
You've seen that
one. Yes.
Yeah,
I have.
I knew, yeah.
Maybe it's because I don't know these movies line by line.
Right, right. That's fine. Let's see. Dalton Lee wanted to shout out my amazing wife who just graduated and received her doctorate after 3 long years. Very nice.
Congratulations.
My family finally got the Dr. Lee they always wanted from me. I want to say, Dalton, you know what I want to say. I want to say it so bad, but I'm not going to. Not going to. If you could start all over again, what career would you have chosen? So here's my question to you. We'll try to change that up. Did you go into college knowing you wanted to be in television and sports?
I knew I wanted to be in sports. I knew I wanted a career in sports, but the TV thing was a complete accident.
Okay. What did you want to do? Be a coach or something?
No. I knew I was going to be something in the media. To be honest with you, I thought I was going to be a writer.
Uh-huh.
But I got just freshman year of college, I got like thrown into doing television segments at like this student thing. And I was like, wait, I really like doing this.
Yeah, okay.
I never even thought about a career in TV until that point at all. And I guess now here we are.
I wanted to be a teacher.
I could see you being.
I wanted to be. I met you. I will give you. I'll Venmo you $10 right now if you can guess what I majored in college.
Oh, isn't it's not something sports broadcasting or anything?
Five, four, three, two. Just throw something out.
Business.
No, political science.
No idea.
I wanted to be a professor of political science, and
that I'd take that class.
It would have been interesting. But that said, that's probably correct. That's probably, I like the idea of like my office hours being Tuesday, 1 to 2, and that's it. And then I'll teach 2 classes and that's all I got to do. That sounded like a great job. I ended up with a job kind of similar to that. Like I don't work a lot of hours.
That's
so.
True.
Rob Hathaway, should we were aghast at Carlo? Have we used the word aghast twice today? At Carlo not knowing who the Muppets are and Weird Al are, or Carlo's parents, who I assume are close to our age, for failing him, it's Carlo's fault. His mother reached out to him and was like, I can't believe you didn't know this.
Yeah,
stuff.
That this one's on me.
It's 100%.
My parents definitely did not fail me at all. They set me up for great success. So it's 1,000% on me. And I know the Muppets too. I just,
you,
for some
brain
reason,
farted.
That day, I was just like,
something happened.
I've seen the movies. I know. Like everyone knows Kermit the Frog.
Right.
Everyone knows Miss Piggy. I don't. I to this day, I don't know. And I mean, fair enough. Because in that moment, I didn't get it. But
all right. So now Rob has a picture question here. Do you see the picture?
Yeah, I see.
Do you know who this man is and what is he known for?
No, I have no idea who that is.
You don't know who that is. All right, this is one I'm going to get you. I'm going to ding you. This is ridiculous.
Wait, what's his name?
That's Harrison Ford.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Han Solo, yeah. Indiana Jones.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
That's a rough one. That's a rough
yeah,
one.
I earned that
you earn,
strike.
You earned that ding.
I earned that strike.
All right. Brian McDuff, good friend of mine. Are we getting the wrestling theme outros again? It was always funny when they were a reference to something that happened. Unfortunately, no. Spotify started dinging us for copyright, and I can't do that. I wish I could because they were fun, especially like you said, when something happened and I would make it relevant. But all right, Carlo, can you pronounce these words? Go ahead with that first one.
Caramel.
That's not correct.
And I'm seeing it, and it says caramel, but I grew up with it knowing
That's
it's caramel.
incorrect. What's the next word?
Pecan.
All right, good. Very good. What's up?
Ant.
Yeah, all right, we did good. We did
Not
good. We'll take two out of three. We'll take two out of three. Let's see here.
Oh, this one's going to get loud.
Oh, Ryan Nelson, another good friend of the show, good friend of mine. Everybody, as his Twitter biography says, everybody needs a Ryan Nelson in their life. How would Gus Johnson introduce Jack Bauer entering the game? Mind if I handle that? All right.
I'm not doing it.
Bulldogs, going to the bullpen. Who's it going to be? Oh, is that Wolf Mother? Oh, it's Jack Bauer. Young fella, 100 miles an hour, throwing that breaking pitch. He's going to strike you out.
That was good.
Thank you. I like how you
that was loud a little right. bit.
Carlo, does Indiana have specific food like Southern states?
I mean,
I know one.
What
the pork tenderloin sandwich?
Not even. I don't even like that, honestly. Though it's okay.
Oh yeah, but is there anything like if we went to Indiana, are we just getting like steak and pasta? We're just eating it like normal restaurant.
We're not eating squirrel or rabbit feed.
No, I mean, if somebody came to Mississippi, like I would be like, let's go get some catfish.
Yeah,
something like that. Is there something? Is there something like that for Indiana?
No, I
is there
don't
a
think so.
like? No, we're on. Is Indiana on one of the Great Lakes?
Yeah. Well,
Is there any fishing going on there? Like carp or something? I don't know.
I
Trout.
Guess. Yeah. I mean,
Perch.
Nothing crazy. I don't know if you want to eat a lot of Lake Michigan fish
A good
either.
point.
The only spot in the state that's actually on the Great Lake is the corner I'm from, the north,
Okay.
northwest corner, and it's
Okay.
like the only sliver. But it's
Is that where the Bears are going to be?
Maybe, but they're actually, I think they're going to stay in Illinois. I think that was all smoke and mirrors. That'd be cool if the Bears' location, if they did move to Hammond,
mm-hmm.
number one, Hammond's a horrible place. I can't believe
Well,
they almost moved there.
Yeah.
Probably 30 minutes from my house,
yeah,
which is
that's
funny.
Not bad. All right, here we go. So this is what I want to talk about. Justin Strong. Let's start a new trend for the Rumblies this week. Because Carlo makes me feel older and older every week during the Rumblings, I decided to send five 80s or 90s iconic references to see who knows what their origin are. Here's this week's. Are you kidding me, Carlo? See, I don't think this is as good. I don't mind the doing it this way, but like I feel like it needs to be more organic. But anyway, Carlo, do you recognize knowing is half the battle? What is that from? No idea. Okay, that's fine. Should I tell him?
Don't you dare.
I'm not gonna. I just wanted to grab the pen.
Yeah, just give me the answers to these too.
That's from G.I. Joe.
No.
No,
I mean,
okay.
I know what that is. But
okay. There was a popular commercial that showed something happening on screen with a voiceover saying, "This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?" What was being shown on the screen? No.
I have no clue.
It was a fried egg. They were frying an egg.
I actually think I have seen that now.
Okay, all right.
Actually.
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world. No, it's fine.
I mean,
It's fine.
Come on, guys.
It's fine. It's fine. That's actually more recent. But that's Pinky and the Brain. Name one show from ABC's TGIF lineup. I want to make sure I got them all right here because I wasn't a big TGIF person. None? You got nothing?
No.
It was Family Matters, Boy Meets World, Step by Step, and Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I mean, I barely watch TV now.
I hear you.
How am I supposed to get something from 30 years ago?
I'm with you. Do you know what the Truffle Shuffle is?
No.
Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about. He's not going to know any of them, y'all. We got to move on.
No.
Truffle Shuffle is from Goonies.
Okay. I've got some questions.
Oh, yeah, so you've got some. All right. So you're going to hit me up and see how I do. So let's
I've got,
these are,
I've
are
got
these
five questions here.
Five questions. These are.
These are. Kids my age, I'm an adult now, I guess. People my age
Yeah.
People 5 years above me and probably 10 years below me would
We'll
get
get these references.
yes.
All right, let's go.
There was a song in 2018 that got played at basically every sporting event,
Okay.
every party, anything that would be like loud and hype.
Right.
And for the entire year in 2018, it was bona fide. Everyone knew it. What song was it?
Oh, I don't get any kind of clue beyond that.
That is it.
2018?
Everyone would know it my age. Everyone remembers it.
2018. They
Yes.
played it at every sporting event.
Oh, 1,000%.
Is it Fall Out Boy?
No.
Party Rock in the House?
No.
It's not it.
Mo Bamba.
Mo Bamba. I do know Mo Bamba. Have you
Everybody
never
knows
heard
that.
me do that? My version of that.
Go
So
ahead.
when the they play it on the organ. They have the organ music version of it at Duty Noble. So I'll sing it like that. I'll be like, I've got hoes calling. And I skip the words that you can't say.
Yeah,
But
don't we all,
yeah, we
bro?
all do. But yeah, Mo Bamba. Yes, I do know
Yeah.
that song. Because I mean, it was on EA Football too.
Yeah,
So, all
everyone knows
right.
it.
If you had said like a rap, I might have gotten that.
Okay.
All right.
Can you name, so there's this thing that they do every year. It's a Rap XXL freshman class. There's a legendary video from 2016 of the 2016 freshman class. Can you name any artist on the freshman class? They do like a there's a legendary video where they do a freestyle and it's
Okay.
just all of
So
them.
I'm 2016.
Yes.
I'm just going to throw some names out here and see how I do. Do you need to Google it?
I know most of them, but I want to make sure that I get all of them in case you get one of these right.
Okay. Little Yachty. All
Yes.
right.
Wow. You got that right.
Would, what's that guy's name? Denzel Curry. Is that his
Yeah.
name? Yeah. Is
I'm
he?
impressed, Ryan.
Yeah. I know a few. I know a few of those guys.
Yeah.
Little Yachty, I know him because of that the meme of the walkout that he does.
Oh,
You know what I'm talking about? That is
yeah.
it's pretty hard.
That
It's a
meme
pretty
is
hard one. All
great.
right, give me another one. One for two. One for
I'm
two. All
impressed.
right.
When someone replies to something saying bet, what does that mean?
Means I'll do it. It's like if you say, hey, let's say like, hey, do you want to go to Two Brothers? You go, bet. It means we're going to Two Brothers.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Yeah. It does not mean whatever Jim Harbaugh tried to convince the world that it meant
No.
that time.
What was the social media platform that strictly played 6 second clips before it shut down?
Fine.
Yes. Wow. You got that.
Yeah.
Look at you, Brian.
I have kids.
I'm impressed.
What is it? Road work ahead. I sure hope it does.
Yeah. In my mom's car. Boom, boom. Get out me car. Oh, so many I can quote.
Yeah.
Final one. Who wrote the songs My Way, Trap Queen, 679? Oh.
My way. So
Baby,
you say
won't you
my way.
come my
I think
way?
of Limp Bizkit. It's not that though. Trap Queen. Is it's a band or is it an
It's an
artist?
artist. And
Okay.
he is a one-off. You this had to it was a one-off. Like he had
He
this
had these
one
songs and
year.
that's it.
Well, no, he has other songs, but he was like
Is it
popular like for a couple
Lil
years.
Nas?
No,
Okay.
before that.
I don't know.
Fetty Wap.
I wasn't getting that
He's
one.
got one eye.
I wasn't getting that one. All right. I did all right.
You did better than I thought.
Because it's
I'll give you
again,
that.
it's because I have kids.
Yeah.
So Vine was a thing like I
That
remember.
was I think I looked it up last night. It was like 2013 to 17.
Yeah. I have been in some vines that Mississippi State put out a couple
Oh.
times. So Jay in Baltimore, another way too early prediction request. Pitching depth is a major concern as we approach regional play. Let's assume we secure a host position and McPherson is up to 60, 70 pitches. You obviously get the four seed first. What's your pitching rotation? I'm probably going to go. I don't know who game one's going to be if you got the four seed. Maybe that's where. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm definitely going Valinkas, McPherson, and then having Stone
You're
available.
putting Valinkas at the four seed.
No. He's going to be game two.
So who'd be
I'm
first?
trying to think. I don't know if I want to go Billingsley there.
Oh, you said that in order.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I see. I see.
Do I want to go Billingsley or do I want to go like, Pitzer or Brandon Sweeney? I don't know. But I'm not throwing one of my normal guys there.
I'd go Billingsley because you got to think about the competition he's played in the midweeks. It's
He's
come
done okay and he's
closer
done
to
okay in
the.
the midweek. So
That's what
that
I
I
would
would know.
go.
All right. Mascot challenge from Matt McCann, Party School Edition. Team name for these universities listed as a top 50 party school in the US. Howard.
Aren't they the
They
Bison
are. Dayton. That's
Flyers?
right. UC Santa Barbara. I'm pretty sure I know this, but I want to be sure. Okay.
Sabres?
No, they're the Gauchos.
That no idea.
All right. Morgan State.
I don't even know where that is.
I don't know that one either. I think we just had that the other day. Yeah, they're the Bears. And Binghamton.
I'm gonna get this one, and I have a story. They're the Bearcats. So I turned down a job in Binghamton. That
You're
was
correct.
I turned down this is actually a crazy story, Brian. I turned down a job in Binghamton to do TV to apply to the one that I have
Oh,
now.
okay.
So it was a
It worked out. It worked out.
complete roll of the dice. But
Yeah.
yes, the Bearcats.
Do you know who the most, I don't know if he's the most famous alum, but like in media, there's a famous Binghamton alum.
They
You know who it is?
no, but I know their school of journalism there is big.
Tony Kornheiser went to
Really?
Binghamton.
No idea.
Brent Clark, what did you think of the foul called on David Raya by West Ham Sunday? Game's gone. What a joke. I did not realize that Arsenal had not had a player with a red card this year and have not had a penalty called against them all year. What a joke. I don't like City, but man, this is ridiculous. Do you understand any of that?
Yeah, it's European Soccer
There you
Championship.
go.
I make fun of my Arsenal fans all the time.
Game's gone. Thomas Fry asks, have y'all driven through a small town at night in rural Mississippi or rural Indiana in Carlos' case that you thought could have zombies or ghosts there? In my opinion, I could see Calhoun City having something like that. It's eerie at night. Well, I mean, if you live in Vicksburg and they have the military park there, there's supposed to be this thing called Scream Bridge, where you can run, when you're driving underneath it at night, you can hear the screams of the soldiers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I've
Like if you so you go to Vicksburg and there's two massive graveyards. There's one at the federal park, the military park. That's where all the Union soldiers are buried. And then there's the Confederate cemetery down the road, which is actually like a real cemetery. My grandparents are buried there, but they have thousands of graves of the Confederate soldiers who can't be buried at the federal place. So
Screaming Bridge.
called Scream Bridge.
Why would you ever drive on that?
Well, because
You're
you're a kid.
freaking yourself
Yeah,
out.
people think, you know. Well, I mean, I'm sure the first person that drove underneath didn't know what was happening. It was like, what the hell? It's just an old urban legend of
Yeah, I'm
Vicksburg.
okay. I've
Is
been
there
blessed.
any places like you're not in Appalachia in Indiana, but maybe you're close enough to it that
What?
this Appalachia?
Like, you're talking about like the mountains
Well,
areas?
yeah, you're like, does Indiana belt border West Virginia?
No, what?
It doesn't. Ohio. I know Ohio does.
No,
There's not any
man.
part of West Virginia, but
What state's border Indiana, Brian?
Illinois, Ohio, I guess Kentucky. Is Michigan?
Yeah,
Okay.
okay.
I didn't know if maybe like a corner got West
No,
Virginia thing. All right.
it's just those four.
So.
I've driven through both rural Indiana and Mississippi. Mississippi's definitely
We got a lot more going on.
creepier.
Yeah, agreed.
Especially some of those back roads at night, man. They get a little sketch, but yeah, I could believe that there's some weird stuff going on. Isn't there? There's an abandoned town in the middle of the woods in southern Mississippi.
There's all the sorts of ghost towns in
Yeah,
Mississippi.
I'm
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. All right. Jeffrey Chancellor, if you could have the game ball from any college game and the game ball from any professional game, which would you pick? Are you keeping it or selling it for your cross money? So I thought about this, Carlo. I think the best ball to have, and I believe that Barry Bonds is the home run king, but I think the best ball you could have would be Hank Aaron's 715th home run ball. Like, what other ball would have the historical significance of anything? Or could you have the ball maybe from Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game? Maybe.
No
But like
video from it.
there is are you a conspiracy theory guy on that?
Just interesting.
That there's no video
But
of
there's
this?
other videos of him playing.
Yeah, but there's that one game,
But the highest scoring game in
there's
NBA
nothing.
history by
I've heard
now
this.
17 points,
Yeah.
there's no video of it.
I look, I'm not gonna disagree that it's weird.
It probably happened, but it's.
Well, it makes you wonder, like, why didn't it happen more often? He was so physically dominant
Yeah.
against some of the, like, obviously against Bill Russell, no, but like, your point. So the answer to your question is, I would sell it because I just what if I could get Hank Aaron 715, what would that go for in the open
You'd
market?
probably be able to retire
A million
tomorrow.
easily. So yeah, that's where I would go. Also from Jeffrey, this is a great question. My daughter brought up the fact that it's never mentioned that Humpty Dumpty was an egg. It's bothered me ever since, and now it would bother you too. Buddy, I've already been on this train. They never say Humpty Dumpty is an egg.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Why are children's rhymes so dark and morbid? Because back in the day, when these things were, when the Grimm brothers were coming up with this stuff. That's what life was. Life was grim and morbid. The average lifespan was 35. You know, like, nope. You know, they believed in witches and dragons and demons. You know, that's what life was. You're correct, though. Like, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the King Arthur's.
I'm thinking about it.
They never say he's an egg.
No.
We've just made that assumption. But, I mean, think
they
about
never
it.
Say he's
like
an
Hansel
egg.
And Gretel, in the actual story, they kill the witch and they cook her alive. Like, it's not a happy ending.
Not a happy ending.
There you go. All right, last one of the day from Hunter Boland, who's got his second challenge for rope hat challenge. I think he has this backwards. It says, if State wins a national championship, Brian has to buy Carlo a championship rope hat and take a picture wearing the hat. If they don't win, Carlo has to take on Brian in a two brothers wing eating competition. Again, like, the odds are just so bad here. Like, State has to win or the field. It's Mississippi State or the field. The odds are bad. But secondly, it feels like if State wins, don't I have to be the one that wears the rope hat?
Yeah.
Like, it makes more sense you wearing a rope hat isn't a problem. I'm the one who doesn't want to wear it.
It's not a problem, Brian. Wait,
well, no, that's what I'm saying, though. It's not a problem for you.
For you.
It's not a problem, but I don't want to wear a rope hat.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is backwards a little bit. I don't know. We'll still tweak it, Hunter. By the time we get it done, though, the tournament will be.
Why is everything wins the national championship?
Yeah, like,
they've done that one time ever. How many times have they been on 12?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I just don't understand, like, yeah, we're not on the right page here. We're not going in the right direction. But, no. Hunter, I don't think this is going to work. We'll just be honest. So, all right, tomorrow's show, we'll preview Mississippi State, Texas A&M. Maybe talk a little bit more football. It's time to start getting a little more serious about football. I didn't mention it on yesterday's show, but next week we'll do our first SEC preview where we go through the schedule for every SEC team and give our win-loss predictions for that. So next week we'll be talking about the Alabama Crimson Tide right off the bat. So we'll do that. Lots to talk about. We'll bring it to you. For Carla Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.